Welcome to Church Media HQ. My name is Luke Clayton, and I want to thank you for joining us for today's episode. Now, before we get started, please take a moment to subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. We're available on just about every podcast platform, as well as on YouTube and on Facebook. And if you are watching on YouTube or Facebook, remember to like this video because that helps it get seen by more church leaders like you. Now, today's guest is Jason Stroll. Jason is the founder of Butter. Butter is a video company that helps churches and other organizations with their video needs, specifically in the area of motion graphics and animation. I had a really insightful conversation with Jason. He's got a lot of experience in the field of media. Be sure to connect with him at his website. That's butterygoodness.co, butterygoodness.co, or you can check the show notes to see his website and other ways to connect with him. Well, let's get to our conversation with Jason Stroll.
So one thing I was reviewing my statistics from this last year. Just what I noticed did the best was a church announcement package, like not even by a little bit, by a landslide. That is what did the best. So what I'm finding is like within my base, people find my church announcements most helpful. The short videos, people aren't really, they're not buying into it really as much. You know, I get some sales here and there, but it's not really the thing that people really care about. So what I'm going to focus on announcement videos for churches. I've already decided that's what I'm going to do, and I'm already working on that this month. And I'm hoping, and I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to package it, but I think I'm going to do a subscription base and maybe a quarterly up next theme kind of thing, like church announcement, church news, up next, whatever you want to call it, but different styles to fit different churches. And I would release these different packages on subscription. That's kind of like what I think, that's what I'm going to do. And businesses should always be in some kind of a transition. Again, looking at those statistics, looking at metrics and like, okay, what's happening here? What's good? What's not, right? Trying to make changes to make sure it's, you know, being most effective as it can. So for my business, I think in the future, you know, the next year, I think I'm going to go all church announcement, like just only that. That's what I'm hoping to go for. Because I see it's what people need. And again, it's not necessarily what I would typically do, but from a business standpoint, I want to provide what people need. Things that pertain to like countdowns, the second most downloaded thing was countdowns. Mm-hmm. So it's like anything that has to do with a video, a countdown, like regarding like announcements or like bringing the service up, it's like those are the things that are going well. So I just want to double down on what matters most, you know? I might have some other things offered on the site, but that's going to be like the bread and butter, if you will.
I see what you did there.
But then down the road, I would like to try and hire out kind of like what you do. I would look to transition to hiring out people that I trust that are good creatives, do good work, and just letting them manage the work. And then I manage the business side of things as it kind of moves forward there. A lot of custom videos as well. I do a lot of custom. That's where I make most of my work. A lot of churches and businesses need custom videos to tell their story or a specific advertisement or a product advertisement or something like that. That's where I make most of my money. So I find myself doing more of those. And I'm trying to connect, you know, with bigger clients. And I'm just seeing myself maybe kind of move towards, you know, just doing more custom videos, hiring out people to do custom videos, and just trying to expand my availability outside of myself. The only way I can expand that is if I go like you, hired out to multiple designers, so that way you can expand your, you know, subscription base or expand your custom jobs that you can take. So I see myself kind of moving that direction, if that makes sense.
That's cool. And I'll tell you this, I have done the church announcement thing. I've dabbled in it. It's definitely a need. And it's not like I'm completely abandoning the concept, but for me, it was something that, I just didn't have the bandwidth to keep up with it. Like I said, the demand of what most of the demand of what I get has to do with graphic design and then probably secondarily websites. And then video is kind of the last on the list, because video tends to be the most expensive, service of the different creative categories, and understandably so, because it's the most time consuming, most intensive. And so that is the advantage you have moving forward is when, and I've talked to other video guys before, like when you do focus in on one specific, type of field, in this case, video work, video announcements and, motions and whatnot, you can specialize and people tend to come to you when they think video, they'll come to Butter or Jason and whatnot. So yeah, man, I hope you see some success in that. Well, hey, is there anything else that you say, hey, this is something we cannot leave this conversation without me bringing up? It's maybe an important nugget of knowledge or truth or something like that.
I don't yeah, I don't think I have anything off the top of my head that I can think of. I'm always just trying to like be online, listen to other people, follow people who know what they're doing, follow people who are passionate, who are excellent at what they do, and just always, try and be inspired by them. I'm always trying to be learning stuff, keep it fresh. Don't just fall into a rut of, oh, I did this last time. Like, it's easy to be like, oh, let's change the date on this video. And that's needed at times. But like, be thinking about, sometimes discipline-wise, sometimes like within a business, if you're like, I always have my inner head screaming at me like, okay, get up, go to work, do this thing, make it better. Perfection is kind of like mindset running in the back of my head. Because like, I'm not trying to like, I think sometimes it's easy just to be like, I'll do the easiest thing, because it's the easiest thing. It's what naturally human nature wants to do. But I think just being that, like I read a book by Jeff Olson called The Slight Edge. And I feel like Larry Chappell is a great person who's like, that's like his like gift, be having that slight edge to everything that you do. Again, saying, it sounds like I'm contradicting about the quality versus quantity, like do the quantity, not the quality. But even within your time frame that you assign to your video, that like, okay, I'm working on this video from here to here, you still need to put your best foot forward. You still need to be trying to be innovating. Don't just rely on maybe a knowledge that you had. Maybe take that 30 minutes just to research maybe a tool or a plugin or a technique that you could learn in Photoshop or add to a certain aspect, and maybe take that time to look through Dribbble and see what are the trends, what are people liking, what's being upvoted, what's relevant right now. What are the most liked images on my Instagram page for our church? What are people liking? Am I noticing people smiling or getting more likes than maybe a graphic image? Wow, I see all the graphic images are only getting 30 likes, but the people smiling are getting 180 likes. I guess people don't, maybe I've been spending all this time on graphics. I can pull even back from graphics a little more, because people are connecting more with the images that are, people in our church and the community within our church. Just different stuff like that. Be like, take the time not to just be like, I'm just doing the same thing I've always done. Sometimes like once you work at a church and on a staff from year in to year out, when the school patriotic program is, when the Christmas is, and how long the video is, the kind of B-rolls. I always stand in this spot when I get the B-roll for the church service. I'm just going to stand here and get that shot like I did last year. It turned out good. You just get in this rut of, I'm not thinking, you're just doing everything the same way. And maybe it looks good, but at the same time that you don't need to, do the 80%. I agree with that principle. And that's not to say I'm not doing a good job, but it's just to say that you have to keep the ball rolling. And that is so true within a ministry, within a business. But also don't get in a rut of, I'm doing the same thing. Use that. Change up your environment. Change up what you're doing to try and have that fresh perspective. There's a church in LA called Mosaic, MSC. They're a great church they're a great church when it comes to media and being like relevant. And I heard someone was talking to her on the phone. I wasn't talking to her directly, but I overheard her saying, she's a director of the social media there. She said, we take off all, we archive all of our Instagram and put it like away, all the things we worked so hard on developing. And we archive it and we start over. She's like, because it's so easy to get in a rut of doing the same thing over and over again. She's like, we want a fresh feel for the church, a fresh brand. Well, like, you couldn't even go back and look. And when you look at their content, it's really good content. Like, they're in LA, they're in Hollywood. They have some of the best people in Hollywood, cinematographers and great graphic designers and video editors who work on Hollywood movies and all these things. And they volunteer their time to the church and they do this amazing content. But literally, like that, they'll archive it all and I can't even see it. And they start again because that's the pain of creativity. And again, there is that tension. I still agree that tension with not being a perfectionist and wasting all this time on every minute detail. You need to focus on the quality. And that's something they do great, is they do produce quantity. Always putting a video out, always doing this. But they assign time for the projects and they get to them, but they don't waste the time. And they also don't rely on what they've always done in the past. They're always trying to stay fresh. So I think that kind of a mindset as a church creative and someone in the media world, I think that's important to have that focus and perspective, like moving forward.
Yeah, that's very true because, I don't want people to get the wrong idea that we are, saying, because we are talking from the perspective of guys who I know I can, I'm sure you can think of times when the striving for perfectionism has just kind of ruined your project or caused you not to achieve your goal. So we're talking from that perspective. But at the same time, I am in no way leaving room for people to say, well, then I'm just not going to worry. I'm not going to prioritize, the quality and the excellence, because there is a difference between excellence and perfectionism. If you truly can say, hey, this is 80% or more of my vision, then you really are putting out something that's excellent. But it's those people who say, well, it's 10%. That's good enough. No, it's not. It's definitely not good enough. Right. And so I think it's good to have that clarification. And I think a good way of looking at it is this is, if we keep talking about that 80% rule, if you only get it to 80%, like I said, to others, that's going to seem like 100%. And you can use that extra 20% that you didn't use up, if you will, to start creating your next endeavor and to start looking into more, creative energy of what you can do next. And so I think that's a great way to look at the balance of it all. And so you mentioned a book earlier. Is there any other, resources, books, podcasts, or maybe YouTube channels or something like that you recommend?
I didn't mean to recommend it as a book necessarily. No, I was cool. But it's not even about media. It's just about principle, just life perspective. Books on media. I'm just trying to think. I can't think of any specific book specifically. I'm trying to think media wise. I just watch a lot of content. It's kind of hard. I'm thinking from a general perspective. I like to watch a lot of listen to podcasts and watch YouTube videos that have content. So books aren't necessarily my go-to consummation, but you could, is that a word? It's not where I typically consume, but you could write all those YouTube videos and podcasts into a book and it would be great, right?
Absolutely.
But The Wandering DP is a great guy talking about lighting cinematography. Wandering DP, love that guy. He breaks down shots. I filmed for Meridium Films with Drew Shetler. I watched a lot of his videos to get a framework for how I was going to direct photography for the lighting, the consistency within how we're going to be lighting these frames, the moods. Drew, gave a mood board, what we're trying to match. And I tried to understand that and match it to that as well. So that really helped me as a cinematographer. If you're a cinematographer, the Wandering DP is great. That would be great even if you're shooting B-roll for a church, knowing what angles you want to be getting, where the light needs to be, just to get, quality shots for B-roll. I'm trying to think. The names, it's so funny. I typically Google search stuff. I don't really have channels I go to. I'm not necessarily a follower of names and people. I typically just Google search whatever I need, but I'm always looking up videos. How did I do this? How to do this? How to do that? So I guess all I can say is just always be trying to learn and search topics and search them online. Typically, there's a lot of good stuff by a lot of different people.
Yeah, no. Well, Google and YouTube are definitely your friends when it comes to learning this stuff. And, I have met, just about every creative that I'm thinking of off the top of my head, including you, yourself, myself. Of all the guys I'm thinking, I can only think of two that I've worked with that actually got, formal education on what they do. And most guys, hey, they're just all self-taught. Like I said, even yourself, Jason, you're a I know you didn't, like you said, you and I went to college for a church ministries degree, and everything else as far as the media world has been self-taught. And like I said, and you mentioned Drew. I know Drew, that's the same situation with Drew. And Drew is going to come on here in the next couple weeks. I think he was supposed to come on earlier and something came up, but anyways, we are actually going to talk to him a little bit more. So, but anyways, YouTube though, that has been YouTube and podcasts for me have been like the biggest educators, I should say, for me. And so, yeah, I mean, you do not have to have, and in fact, not, there's principles that are important to understand when it comes to things like marketing and, you know, principles, fundamentals of design and cinematography. But to some extent, when you get a degree in it, it's not that I'm saying you shouldn't, but when you get a degree in it, to some extent, by the time you get your degree, it's outdated. And what I mean by that is there, you know, softwares and resources and tools, cameras, they're so constantly being updated. That, you know, by the time you get certified or you get your degree, it's like, you know, like I was talking to a guy who actually did get a marketing degree, and he was like, yeah, I took a class on graphic design, and the programs that they taught us, they're obsolete now. They don't even use them anymore. Oh my. You know? And so anyways, to some extent, I'm not saying you're wasting your time, wasting your money necessarily. And there's really good programs out there that I'm sure you could look into. But I'm speaking to the person who, you know, maybe college is an afterthought for you. You're way past that. Hey, yeah, like you said, YouTube is a great source. Google is your friend. So keep that in mind. Well, again, ways you can connect with Jason. You can hit up his website there. We'll make sure all that gets in the show notes so that people can look those up. And I'm sure they can connect with you on the socials somewhere, Instagram, Facebook, maybe Twitter, all that good stuff. So be sure to connect with us there. Jason, I guess you already gave him any final thoughts before we sign off here.
No, absolutely. That's everything. Thanks for having me on. Luke, I appreciate it. Learned some things from you as well. You talking about some different aspects to ministry and church and media development. I learned some things from you today. So it was amazing. Thanks for taking the time.
We learned from each other today, because this has been a really insightful conversation for me. And that's what I love about these conversations is, yeah, we're going to put them out there for other people to hear as well. But the person who benefits most from them is probably myself. So this has been great. And we'll be sure to have you on again sometime. So thanks for joining us.
Sounds great. Talk to you later, Luke.
Thanks again for joining us here on Church Media HQ. And before we sign off, I want to remind you that you can get free graphics, videos, and more at churchmediahq.com. These are videos and graphics that we have made for your church that you can access completely free of charge. Just head over to churchmediahq.com to take advantage of the free content we have there. You can also talk to us on a coaching call. We offer coaching services also completely free of charge. Again, all you got to do is head over to churchmediahq.com to take advantage of these free resources. Well, we're going to continue our conversation in the next episode. And until then, remember, you need to try something new, because it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than to succeed at doing the average. See you next time on Church Media HQ.